This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this media conference with John Stones. As ever, for those unaware, usual housekeeping. So if you can use the microphone provided, make sure it's switched on. Sounds like the microphone is switched on somewhere. I think we're clear of technical issues now. Just double check we're clear and then we'll get underway. Is it your mic? Yeah. It was Carvey who caused the issues. So, do you want to try your mic? Testing.
What? Can you hear me?
Yeah, just wait for him to go back there. Good to go? Yep. Just a reminder to state your name and the organisation you work for when you do have a question. And Carvey, when you're ready.
Yeah, it's Carvey Solikov, Sky Sports News. First of all, John, before the tournament, some people thought that maybe the England defence could be a weak point. Mm-hmm. How do you think the defence has played as a unit in this tournament so far?
Yeah, great. I spoke before coming into the tournament about, I suppose, why that was getting brought up quite a bit, and rightly so, because of the summer that we had coming before we're coming into this tournament, and extremely proud right now of how we've dealt with the group, coming off those games, conceding, losing, form as a team, form as a unit, as a in defence, and how we've come through these three games in. Difficult group that we knew what we were going to face in regards of teams, maybe not on paper, but we're in a World Cup and anything can happen. And, to keep another two clean sheets, I'm extremely proud of everyone that's been involved, yeah.
One thing that was noticeable at the game on Tuesday night was the England fans. Yeah. The one player who's name they were singing all through the night was Harry Maguire. Now, you're obviously very close to him, and he's had a bit of a tough few months. How do you think he's responded, and how have you helped him over the past few months?
I think right from the first game, it's the best response in what he's been doing. all three games that he's played in been terrific. And it's about us finding that partnership again, whoever we play with. And I think we have done in these three games, and now it's time for us to keep building and keep improving. And that's great credit to him. You know, I spoke at length on Harry before, and there was a lot of questions that I got asked. And, you know, playing with someone for so many games at England and been through so many moments with him, knowing what he's been going through at his club as well, and the person that he is, I think it speaks volumes about him. To come through that and to still believe in himself, like I believed him, like all the teams believed him, and you know his teammates at United. And I think there's been a lot of noise from the outside, which he's not listened to and tried to improve on himself and better himself. And he's come into this tournament and hit the ground running, and that's great credit to him.
And just looking forward to the game on Sunday, when you look at all the forward players, wide players that Gareth can pick from, Rashford, Foden, Sterling, Saka and Grealish, is there a part of you that almost feels sorry for Gareth Southgate having to pick two from those five?
I suppose so, yeah. Yeah, it's the hardest part of being a manager is choosing that starting 11 and knowing that there's 11 happy players and the rest that haven't made that starting 11 aren't. And we've got an incredible group here that the boys that don't make the pitch or come on and have an impact in the game, which you've seen, everyone's seen that they've made big impacts. They're very selfless and put their own feelings aside for the group, for the team, and that's part of our success. But yeah, I don't envy managers in general when they've got to make those decisions.
Just the final one from me. Phil Foden played so well on Tuesday night. You obviously work with him at club level every day. Mm-hmm. What is he like to work with on the training ground? How difficult is he to play against?
Phil's... I've never seen anyone like Phil. Anyone at that age, sorry, like Phil, with his ability, with his football knowledge, his freedom, I suppose, in how he plays and how he expresses himself, and the ability that he's got is frightening. I'm a huge fan of Phil. Lucky to get to play with him pretty much every day, and I look forward to what he can do and love playing with him. So I'm extremely lucky. City are extremely lucky. England as well, that we've got someone like that, and we want to. Or I want to help him through whatever it might be, and make sure that he gets what he needs on and off the pitch, and that allows him to go and play as he played the other night.
Hi, John. Alex Howell, BBC. Just to touch on the discussion about the defence coming into this tournament, when people were saying it's possibly a weakness in the team, how did that make you feel?
To be honest, no type of way, because... You know, I can only concentrate on what I can affect and what I can do and what I believe in. And that was looking back at previous tournaments, previous times that we've played, and knowing that we've hit these heights and that we need to get back to them. And, you know, I think that we've done really well since we've been here and since we met up, working hard on the fundamentals, the basics, as a team, and definitely as a back four or as a defensive unit. So, you know, we're still looking to improve every game, but definitely didn't listen to you know, the outside noise and concentrated on what I could do.
I'm sure you've seen there's been lots of upsets in this World Cup, smaller nations mm-hmm. beating the bigger teams. Does that focus your mind and kind of show to you that being a favourite or going into a match as favourite doesn't mean anything?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you could have put it better. That's why it's the best competition in the world. That's why we've already seen big upsets, and that we definitely don't want to be one of those teams that takes anything for granted, doesn't respect the opposition in whatever form, and I think that we've always done that, always shown teams respect no matter what form they're in, what players they've got, and you know, I will continue doing that all the throughout the time that I'm here anyway. And you know, I'm looking forward to the teams that we've not played before and progressing through this tournament as well. That's the biggest aim, that we've got to concentrate on ourselves and go out and perform like we can.
In the round of 16 now, so knockout football starts, do you allow yourself at all to start thinking of the final and that you're quite close?
No, I'm one of those players that literally takes it game by game, even through the group stage. I focus all my energy on the game in hand and what I can, how I can help the team if selected and have been so far. So, you know, giving everything in that time and in that moment and then moving on to the next. I don't think we can get ahead of ourselves in anything. It confuses people. It sidetracks people's mentalities and we've definitely been good at that, focusing on the game in hand, and I'll continue to be like that. Thanks.
Hi, John. Johan, SVT Sweden. You finished fourth 4 years ago. You finished second last year. Where do you see this team after three games?
Round of 16, I suppose. I couldn't tell you. I'm not one for putting a title on it, if you want to say like that. I think I always aim for the highest thing, and that's to win the competition. And I've always said it, that we're in the competition to try and win it. That's my belief, that we can do it as well, and that's not being overconfident. That's being humble enough to see what goes on in our training and what the staff do and how we prepare for everything, and believing in ourselves as well. You know, I think sometimes we can be quite negative and too negative about things, and we need to be more positive and start thinking about all the things that we've done and all the things that lead us to these points and why we get here. And we need to be positive about our ambitions and where this competition can take us.
When it comes to playoffs, the risk of seeing penalties is quite big, or the chance. Unfortunately for England, your statistics isn't that good when it comes to penalties mm-hmm. in championships. What have you done to prevent this ahead of this World Cup?
Yeah, well, this started 4 years ago for us now. Winning our first shootout in, I'm not sure how many years, but that was a big step for us in a vital part of that tournament. And then obviously in the Euros, it didn't work out how we wanted it to. So yeah, we've been doing a lot of work on penalties, from the fine details of it. Looked back on certain aspects of times that we've been in penalty shootout before, as in the Euros.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And working on individuals' needs as well. You know, it's, everyone's not used to taking penalties, that sometimes have to step up, and it's about trying to find comfort within that high-pressured environment, not a normal environment for some people. So, yeah, trying to get used to being uncomfortable and being confident in our ability and what we can do within that moment to make it easy for the lads like myself that haven't taken penalties, and if I need to, the process that I need to go through to step up and take a penalty and hopefully be clinical within that time.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Islam from Algeria. Did you think, John, that the absence of Riyad Mahrez for this competition is a loss for him or for this World Cup?
I think so, yeah. I think Riyad wanted to be here 1,000%, knowing how much he loves football, how much he loves international football. And I think he was hurt that he wasn't, you know, after such a good few years with his national team and what they achieved. And I'm sure he'll be sat at home wishing that he was here and watching probably every game, knowing him as a person. And he'll be working hard on a training pitch back at City and doing everything he can for when this competition finishes and when he gets the opportunity again to play with his national team to make it right for the next time.
Did you talk with him about that?
Sorry?
Did you talk with him about that?
No, I've not talked to him about it, no.
Thank you.
Hi, John. Jesper Amter from TV2 Denmark. I came here today to do a story about the relationship between the national team and the British press. I've talked a little bit about it with some of these guys who says they feel like the relationship has improved really much throughout the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you feel the same and what do you think made the difference?
No, definitely. I think from 2018, I think these guys might be able to back me up on that. But yeah, no, we tried to make it more open with how we speak and more relaxed, show our personalities more, maybe that some of the guys haven't seen. Make it more personable. And I think when we've been in these situations, and this man's been a big part of that, with bridging that gap and trying to get our points across and understanding, obviously, the room as well. But yeah, we both know that our actions create headlines or stories. So I think it's been a great journey for all of us, to be honest, as a nation. And we've wanted to just make everyone proud and try to get our points across when possible. And I think being in those relaxed environments that we have been when like this now, or whoever we've been talking to, we've been able to express ourselves more freely or probably get a better understanding who we're speaking to as well.
Hi, John. Jack Pitbrook from The Athletic. You had Kyle Walker back alongside you for the Wales game. Mm-hmm. You obviously played hundreds and hundreds of games with him for England and for City. Can you just give us a sense of what it's like to play alongside him and the bond that you two have got?
Yeah, great. So happy to see him back and feel him back to 100%. And him feeling confident within his body as well, I think, is a massive thing after having surgery. But, you know, as you said, we've played a lot of games together and we know each other's movements, each other's patterns of play. He's not afraid of telling me when I've done wrong and vice versa, which is, you know, a great quality to have. And I think how he played in such a high-pressure game the other day after being out for so long was, again, credit to himself and how he helped the team. And I think Gareth brought him off 60, 70 minutes, something like that, and feeling great. So, yeah, it's great to have him back and firing on all cylinders.
And how important is Kyle's recovery pace in terms of giving you and Harry the confidence to maybe play slightly further forward?
You're saying I'm not fast?
No. you're not as fast as Kyle.
No, exactly. It's a great attribute that he's got and definitely that's what makes a team. I think, you know, in certain situations we kind of rely on him to get us out of a bad situation, you know, whatever it might be. And I think as players we always try and play to our strengths and during the week, try and work on our weaknesses. But no, it's a great strength for us as a team that Kyle's, you know, as I said, back on feeling great, feeling fit, and for us as England that to use that both ends of the pitch, I suppose, going forward and back, his physicality as a player is the best I've seen. Cheers.
Hi, John. James. Hi. Robson, AP. We saw last night Belgium's golden generation go out.
Sorry, say that.
We saw last night Belgium's golden generation go out. I wonder if that's a reminder of how fleeting these sort of opportunities are for you as players. But also, while there's a lot of hope with this group of players, it's never quite had the perhaps the expectation put on it like the previous golden generation for England. I wonder if that's helped.
Yeah, I think it's always difficult, I think, when you see big teams or big players in teams that don't have the success that you want or don't live up to the expectation of a nation or where they see themselves, and we don't ever want to fall into that category. So I think that's great motivation for us, as a reminder that as we spoke about before, you never want to take anything for granted or who you're playing against, as I spoke about. And you know, I think all we can affect is what we're doing and what games we're playing and who we're playing against, and giving it our all. And you know, I don't think me speaking on other teams or other generations sometimes can help or put us in a I don't want to put more pressure on us as a team. And yeah, I'm a big believer of honestly controlling what we can, and that is the game on Sunday, and how we approach it, which we have been obviously started this week, and giving it everything. I think every game that we've played in, we've tried, and obviously sometimes not got the result that we wanted. We showed that in the group where against USA, but we looked back at that game and thought, you know what, how well organised they were, how well we actually played. Maybe we could have been better, but took that into the next game. And yeah, I think we've just got to give it everything and not focus on too much what's happening on the outside.
Hi, John. James Ollie from ESPN. I just wanted to ask you about playing out from the back, because Gareth has talked a lot about how important it is to the whole team, but can you give us a bit of detail about how he wants you to do it and how much it sort of changes depending on the opponent?
Yeah, I think it starts with how the other team set up, recognising how we can exploit how they press us. I think how it started off this tournament, or the last three games anyway, that we've only come under pressure or a real high press within the first game, which was for about 20 minutes in the second half maybe. And we've been able to have good control of the ball because of teams not pressing too high. But then on the other hand, that leaves us with a challenge of trying to break through the lines and kind of break down that deep block. You've seen us go long from goal kicks as well when they have set up a bit higher, and we've managed states of the games or times in the games where we thought, you know, it's less risky, or we've exploited one of their centre backs. We've got, you know, I was on about people's strengths, and one of Harry's is his aerial threat in Harry Kane's aerial threat against defenders and how many balls he wins. So again, we can go longer in that aspect and play up to him and try and get the flick on or get second balls and gain a bit of territory if you look at it. But yeah, I think the players that we've got, everyone's so comfortable of playing out, got great qualities from doing that, and I think Gareth's always gave us that confidence to believe in what we do, and gave us a few tweaks here and there of what he wants us to how to break down that press, and yeah, he's all positive towards us for doing it. And I think that then comes with our experience of knowing when to do it and when not to do it.
Thank you, James. You pass it all the way down to Pierre at the end there. Thanks for that.
Uh, Hello, I'm Pierre from L'Equipe. I know you have already talked about Harry Maguire, but can you just tell us the importance he has for England outside the pitch? I mean, is he one of the leader of the group?
He is, yeah. It's probably one of the teams where I've seen so many leaders, actually, in within our team. Is that a fine? But yeah, a huge character within the group, and we see it around the hotel, how many people he mingles with, how many people he talks to, gets on with, and that's like everyone, and that then transforms onto the pitch for me. I think how he's been through all his England career is wanting to improve and get to know people, and that starts off the pitch at our hotel in this case.
Great. Okay, guys, we'll end the live section there. We'll move on to a short section embargoed until 10:30 p.m. this evening for our good friends.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.